Hello and welcome to this podcast. I'm Sabrina Gasula, Associate Editor of SDM Magazine. Today we're talking to Kevin Lehan, Executive Director of the Illinois Electronic Security Association, or ISA, to learn more about developments in a government monitoring initiative that threatens to monopolize the fire alarm monitoring business in the state, and should it succeed here, gives every indication of spreading to other states.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Interlogix, a UTC fire and security company. Discover how Interlogix provides global security solutions to meet the demands of the modern world. Learn more at www.interlogix.com.
In late July, SDM reported on the resolution of a lawsuit where a federal court decided Illinois fire districts had no authority over how or by whom fire alarms are to be monitored. Kevin, what's the significance of this ruling?
The significance of the ruling in the Lyle Woodridge case is that a federal judge has specifically said that a fire protection district does not have the right to be in the alarm monitoring business. The fire protection district is capped or is controlled by the powers given to them specifically by the legislature, Illinois legislature, and as Judge Shader pointed out, conspicuously absent from the granted powers is the ability to monitor alarm systems. He repeatedly said throughout his ruling that fire protection districts cannot be in the business of alarm monitoring. That is key for us because there are many communities in Illinois that the fire protection districts are performing that service. And not only that, they are creating monopolies by having their associated community or municipality write an ordinance that demands everyone connect to the government-controlled monitoring center. We believe that this ruling should stop that practice going forward.
Great. There's been some local news coverage about this issue, and there seems to be a different interpretation of the ruling. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. After the ruling came out, one of the local papers wrote an article with the headline, "Ruling reaffirms municipalities' rights for alarm monitoring." There were some fire protection district guys saying that, see, we told you we're allowed to do this. The IESA went to the newspaper and brought in the actual ruling, and I went over the ruling with the reporter, and it clearly says that fire protection districts are not allowed to be in the alarm monitoring business. What those specific communities were talking about is that the municipality is the one writing the ordinance, and the municipality is the one that is purchasing the equipment. However, they're using intergovernmental agreements to say that the municipality buys it, however the fire protection district is going to perform the duties of this as well as receive a percentage of the revenue from that. To me, that is clearly in the alarm monitoring business. They're performing the services and receiving revenue for it.
Right. And what's the next step for ISA to make sure that doesn't continue to happen and this doesn't continue to spread?
The IESA at some point, I should say member companies of the IESA, will have to challenge the legality of those intergovernmental agreements. That seems to be the way that will get the attention of these municipal leaders. After we pointed out what the intent or the actual wording in Judge Shader's ruling was, that newspaper, the Northwest Herald, ran an article in yesterday's Sunday paper on the front page. The reporter went back to those same leaders and he brought up the fact that Judge Shader says that you can't be in the alarm monitoring business. Fortunately, one of the fire chiefs said, well, we're going to have to follow whatever the judge says. Whether they write in an amendment to their local ordinance that allows competition, we'll have to see. Whether they choose to get out of the alarm monitoring business altogether, we'll have to see. But at some point, that's going to be tested legally.
Great. Thank you for your time today, Kevin.
You are welcome. Thank you.